This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got a very special, special live edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I've been promising since we learned that we could do this, a broadcast from a homestead tour and organic luncheon in beautiful central Florida, a hill country that you don't know about, a very secret place. And to start the show, Super Don, I just want to make sure you're plugged in, Super D, because you're going to be our token not farmer today. All right, everybody here is going to be knowing how to grow things.
The city boy on the show here, huh?
Yes, it's so very exciting. We've been posting pictures up on the Facebook, and Cap Morgan's here. She's going to be talking about what she's posting up at robertscottbell.com. But to open it up with a guy that I call a local hero. We talk about hometown healers here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, and it's not just homeopaths and herbalists and things like that, or naturopaths. It's farmers. It's people who grow the food and teach us all how to grow that food. That's going to be more important than anything. I don't care whether you like Trump or don't like Trump. This is not a political discussion, because whether it's Trump or Obama or Clinton, nobody's going to come and feed you when the food is not being delivered to the grocery stores or the Walmarts of the world. Who's going to do it? The farmer. Who's got to become the farmer? You do. I do. We all do. And with that, from a natural farm and education center, and you can go to anaturalfarm.com. We'll have it linked up in the show notes of Robert Scott Bell. It's Luke and Super Don. It's funny because we can't even pronounce it Deutschland properly. And he's got he's from Paris, I believe, France, somewhere in France.
Yeah, northern France.
Northern France. And I would say Deutsch, but
Deutsch, yes.
Deutsch. But it's German and French. It's kind of confusing.
It's on the border between France and Belgium. So it's
okay.
A
Flemish thing. Beautiful. And my mentor in homeopathy was Dutch, Flemish, Belgian. So I had a connection with you the first time we met, and I love what you're doing. You're teaching people how to grow food forests, I can say that.
Yes, we are we're a natural farm, and we grow and teach other people how to grow edible plants and fruit trees naturally. So we do not use any pesticides, any chemical fertilizer, no herbicide, and so we sell fruit trees, edible plants at the property and at different festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And also we grow a lot of gingers and turmeric, the plants and the roots. And we offer free classes on our property 3 or 4 times in the spring and 3 or 4 times in the fall. So we share our knowledge to show people how it's possible,
mm-hmm,
to grow those fruit trees and avocados, mangoes, and all those great plants without any chemicals.
So, yeah, Luke, for me, a city slicker American born in New York City, I was very sick due to modern medicine and all of the advancements of processing food. And it was a homeopath from Belgium that immigrated to America just to bring homeopathy back here that started me into organic, that I started in the early 90s. And my whole family is organic, and we changed my life, detoxified my liver and my body, and began to put good things in my body all those years ago. And so to meet you, you came from France to be in America. What was it that drew you to be here?
Yeah, I've been here 22 years. I came here 25 years ago when I was a student. I studied horticulture in France and business in Belgium. And I came here as an intern, as a student, back 25 years ago. And I fell in love with Florida when I came as a student. And my dream was to come back here. So I came back and worked for a big tree farm back 22 years ago. And after that, I just wanted to have my own place and grow fruit trees and edible plants. So that's that dream came through about 5 years ago. My wife and I bought a 5-acre property here in Howina Hills, and that's how the story started.
Yeah, and what's so beautiful about it, not only your dream to do, you're living that dream, but you're paying it forward. People are coming to learn from you. You're teaching freely at these events, and one of the people we'll hear from who is on we're on his property, Benjamin, it was inspired, obviously, seeing what you're doing, and said, maybe I could do it. And he got a piece of property, and we're on it today, and you're going to see images when the notes go up and all on the social networks of a year into this, how much you can grow if you're in the right area and you know what to do properly. And it's got to be a little bit gratifying to you, I hope, to see that it's starting to happen, because it wasn't just about you, I want to sell trees, right?
Right, yeah. Benjamin here, who is working on this property here, as we met him about 3 years ago, and then we've been close for about a year and a half, and he's been transforming this property here where his parents live, and it's very very gratifying to see a young man that, you know, decides to transform his life and live naturally and create something that will be here for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, and there many other people could do it.
Well, and right here at the tour, Homestead Farm Tour, if you will, last time he said they had like 15 or 16 people. This time we put it out. We talked about it on the show, of course, and others put it out through social networks. You can get through meetup groups and Facebook and such. And now there's over 50 people here today. It's like almost overwhelming, but it could be more if planned ahead. But these people go through the tour and are asking questions. I'm watching it. I'm taking pictures, and I'm thinking, people want to do this now. They're being drawn to it. There's something that's happening. There's a transformation that's occurring. And these are the people not waiting for a crisis to make this change.
Yes. The bottom line is, like you said, it doesn't matter who is in Washington or anywhere else. It's just it's up to us to build something ourselves for our future and grow our own food, all fruits and vegetables, and share our knowledge. There's no secret here. There's nothing we're keeping to ourselves.
Yes.
We just want to share that knowledge and replicate what we are doing in thousands of other locations.
Well, and folks, going back to recent history, I believe it was 2005, Hurricane Katrina, the disaster that hit New Orleans, and, you know, everybody's under the illusion that a large federal bureaucracy from, you know, could be thousands of miles away can save us in the time of need. And we saw firsthand that it's not something you want to rely upon. Of course, Florida is a state that has hurricanes over the years, and there's temporary disasters, but what happens if there's a breakdown in shipping of food, because it's all based on trucks, which is all based on oil? What if oil goes to $500 a barrel?
Yes.
How many people are going to be? It's unaffordable, unattainable. Do we have mass starvation? And then do you say, oh, now I better start learning to grow food? No, not then. You got to do it now.
Yeah. Especially with this property here, what Benjamin is doing is showing how you can grow all that food with the permaculture techniques, where the goal is to create a system that does not really need any irrigation, any fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, after pretty hard work, you have a system that is self-sustained. And if we can't pull water out of the ground or have city water anymore, if you have that kind of system, you will be fine for a long time.
But think about it this way too, Luke. If you're the only one in a given area that is doing this, how sustainable is it, right? And I think that's the imperative I think you feel and I feel, is that it isn't about finding one person in a city to do this.
Right.
It's about now teaching our neighbors
right.
and reaching out and saying, you know, this is very simple to do. We can all pitch in, help together. And I've seen through these permaculture groups on Facebook and through meetup groups that people are now being drawn and they're going to properties and helping everybody.
Right.
Like you couldn't have, most people don't have the money just to laying around to say, hey, let me hire a group to do this. So there's a lot of teamwork involved in this when you work together on a common goal.
Yes, yes. Most people that are involved are really helping each other. So if one weekend somebody wants to create a mini system in their backyard in a subdivision or mm-hmm. in a city, all those friends can get together and help out. There's no money involved. There's no cost. It's just a matter of reaching out and helping each other.
Yeah, and for those of you who do have money to spend on this, that's fine too to jumpstart it, because I'm not into going slow just for the sake of going slow. If you can accelerate things, but of course you learn best and most by going through that slow process, as Benjamin is doing on this property, of moving through. He learned from you for a number of years, then started here, and we took a picture of a papaya tree. 1 year of growth. I've never seen anything like that, but he prepared the soil properly underneath it. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting what can be done in the, not the blink of an eye, but when you look back, it feels like suddenly, oh, now that's the blink of an eye.
Right. Yeah. And it's all, again, it's all natural. So there's no need for any, chemical inputs or, no need for buying expensive stuff from Home Depot, Lowe's, all these other places.
Right.
So it's all a matter of working with nature
mm-hmm.
and letting nature do its thing, and not try to interfere with nature. You
right.
just want to work
Learn.
With nature.
And we're going to talk more about that today. I know that, Luke, you're going to have to take off in just a moment because you got some kind of birthday party happening with some family. So that's awesome. But I can't say how thrilled I am every time I see you. Make me happy. You make me smile just because I know how important you are to this community. Whether people around you know it, I will say it. And I want more people like Luke out there. Maybe you're listening right now. You want to become that. It's not an impossible dream. It is something that anybody can tap into and do.
Yeah, definitely. And you can always, anyone, anywhere, you can always call me or email us or check our website, anaturalfarm.com, and we'll always be open for opening.
Absolutely. It's a delicious day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Luke. You are so wonderful, and your family is terrific. Your wife's lovely, and we'll love to do it again with you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So everybody go check it out, anaturalfarm.com. anaturalfarm.com, and of course it's linked up in the show notes. Captain Morgan's working on it right now to go to robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go, questions of the day, and even one from Super Don. He wants to know what a swale is. We'll get to that in a while.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
Vista cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live from the homestead, and I want all y'all to be live and alive at homesteads wherever you are. We just had Luke on from a natural farm. We now have another guest joining us here, and I've connected with him. I see him a lot of places around town. I don't know. It's great. I love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to my audience, and by the way, Jason Gajentin, how do we say it?
That's right, Gajentin. Yeah,
Gajentin. And I mentioned how people could find out who's doing permaculture, who's teaching this, who's sharing the information, who's hosting classes or on-site training. Mm-hmm. And you're a founder of North Lake, what do you call it, permaculture?
North Lake Permaculture is our face on our page on Facebook.
So using the social media to bring people together, to help each other out, to teach, to learn, to teach.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the highest purpose of social media would be just that. So that's a great way to organize and get people together.
Well, how did you get into this? I mean, I talk about the importance, and we can make fun of my producer. He loves The Walking Dead. My son loves The Walking Dead and why they watch the show. But I'm like, do you understand what this zombie apocalypse is? Is when the food trucks stop being delivered. It's within 72 hours. You will see the real life version of this.
The shelves dry up and people will freak out if that happens.
So. Yeah, first and foremost, most people aren't prepared for 2 days, much less a couple of weeks of a disaster, a natural disaster.
Right.
But what happens in a post-free or cheap oil energy world, mm-hmm. you don't have the capacity to have food grown and delivered from the Midwest and Monsanto land or California mm-hmm. and everything there and shipped across country, much less hundreds of miles.
Our food comes hundreds or thousands of miles away. It's harvested before it's ready. Which means that it is not as nutritious as it could be or should be. It's not grown locally with the local microbes, and fungus that are in your area. And you need to get that from your food to be perfectly healthy and to be in balance with your surrounding environment. And then back to the store shelves running dry. I read something at one point. I forget when exactly or who it was from, but it was a story that a man wrote who had been through one of those kind of situations in a society that fell apart. Everything was fine, and the government was saying everything was great, great, great. Everything is fine. Nothing to see here, folks. And then 1 week later, it's absolute pandemonium. And said that period lasts for, mm-hmm. you know, for 30 to 60 days. Things that first 30 to 60 days
you know
are really rough.
People die,
yeah.
whether it be from starvation or being shot, because people are going to be defending their property until the ammo runs dry. It's not a pretty situation. I know people don't want to think about it, and I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
But the thing is, when you know how to grow food, when you know how to teach others and share, what's the worst thing that happens? Nothing happens, and you're still awesome,
yep.
right?
You're still eating better food. You're still more connected to your community through your food.
Mm-hmm.
Just living a happier, healthier lifestyle.
Yep, yep. Hey, Captain Morgan's with us today. Captain, you're looking good?
Ahoy there, matey.
Yes, she joined us from all the way from Vero and saw a little
came
bit of
in
the
on
tour.
My ship.
Yes.
All the way inland.
We're landlubbers today, but mm-hmm. it's great to see you here. The first impressions, I mean, you know, people like Jason, good-hearted people that are connected to the land, you just feel, I feel that energy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so refreshing. We've talked on the show about my recent trip to Costa Rica and the organic and sustainable farming that I saw there. And it's beautiful to see right in your own backyard, too. It's so possible, no matter where you are, to create something that can feed your family. And I think that's so encouraging because we talked on Freshman Friday about how sometimes people are intimidated that, you know, there's no way I could grow enough food in my own yard to actually feed us, you know. But you guys are saying that is untrue.
That is not true. You can do it. You just have to pick the right foods for your area and work on your soil.
Mm-hmm.
Working on the soil is the most important thing. If you don't have good, strong, healthy soil, you're not going to have good, strong, healthy plants. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that our group tries to get together and teach people is how to go about that. You know, what are some of the practical ways to make that happen?
And why don't we know about that? What have they replaced real soil, good soil, rehabilitating soil with?
You're supposed to go to the store and buy chemical fertilizers and spray that.
Oil-based technology,
right.
Oil-based energy intensive, wasteful, and of course, ultimately toxic to the body mm-hmm. because the balance in the natural world is not there when you've just ripped it out of the ground and refined it and synthesized it in a new way. So the move back to what we would call organic agriculture, it's confusing for Germans because that's where organic chemistry was born, right? But what we're talking about is not organic chemicals mixed and mingled in new ways necessarily, but how do we restore the natural order of the universe? And what is that? The farmers know it.
That's it.
You want to stick around for a little while longer?
Sure.
Who else is here from North Lake?
Greg Schultz can jump in.
Greg can jump in, too. All right. So having a great time out of Homestead. Hoping y'all are inspired to learn as well. We'll have lots more pictures added to the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan shortly. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you can learn more there. And we'll get some questions answered, too, as we go today. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Baritarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every unit. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, I know. you should see what Cap Morgan's taking pictures. She'll post them. And two bearded gentlemen, really macho men with good hearts, joining me now. Cap Morgan set aside, and I've got my scruffy gray. I wouldn't call it a beard, but I'm trying. But we're joined, in addition to Jason, Greg Schultz joining us now, also co-founder of North Lake Permaculture, right on Facebook.
Yeah.
Inspiring guys, because they have bright lights. Look, I see their eyes. I see what's going on. What's going in their body is supporting efforts to do what I'm loving what is happening here at this homestead tour. There are some kids here, which is great to see. I'd like to see more, as you said, we were talking off the air about teenagers joining in as well. But it isn't only about preparing for a zombie apocalypse, is it? Jason, we were talking about that too.
Yeah, no, it's coming from kind of a fear-based mindset, and it's not that that's not, you know, an important conversation, but I think coming from a place of love and just once you get outside into nature and you start working with the soil and you start working with plants, mm-hmm. you know, it generates good feelings. You know, it's good vibes, and it's good for you. You connect.
It's hard to find a depressed organic gardener.
Right.
Right? I've met some depressed and sick big agribusiness farms where they're spraying. I mean, that's devastating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Greg, I look at you, man. Bright light. You know, you're turned on with what's going on here. And how did you get involved with permaculture? I mean, was that something you were born into?
Not at all. Jason actually was the first one who mentioned permaculture to me. And it made sense. We were walking through his backyard, and he started showing me some plants that he was putting in the ground, and it just was a light switch. I was spending a few years, multiple years at that point, trying to find ways to bring my body into good balance.
Mm-hmm.
Had been dealing with some, you know,
you had some health issues,
digestive issues,
yeah.
health issues, different
yeah.
things, and. And I grew up in the woods, but just playing, you know. And so when he mentioned permaculture to me, we started looking at the plants and started reading a little bit, watching YouTube videos. YouTube's a great resource.
Yes.
It was just like, holy cow. Like, this is what the world needs. It doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's applicable. It's healing, as we were just discussing, on the individual level to participate in this work.
Hmm.
On a community level.
Oh, and Captain Morgan wants to know if y'all are single, for the ladies out there listening. No, she's a married woman, but she's always thinking about friends. Look out, Morgan, you're going to trip her up there. We got some more food coming through here.
I have 3 children, and I'm married.
All right, well, listen, there's still hope. Think about this. They came up with something called Trump singles. I'm like thinking, what about permaculture singles, right? You get to connect with people that really appreciate the land. And
is Trump singles really a thing?
That's really a thing now.
You didn't make that up.
No, they're not making that up. This has happened. Everybody finds a way to say, this is what we like, right? I'm thinking, get some permaculture singles happening here. Now, the difference between, like, I do some raised bed gardens. I'm just still early on in my process of expanding into what we call permaculture, which is a little bit more what we're learning about here on the homestead. And perhaps, Jason, you can let us know, what's the difference between somebody just doing a raised bed garden, which is great, mm-hmm. and stepping it up into what we call permaculture?
Well, permaculture doesn't necessarily have everything to do with gardening. We've got to start there. Permaculture is a conjunction of permanent, and it was agriculture when Bill Mollison coined the term. Is an Australian gentleman who's recently passed away, and Bill coined that term back in the 70s. Now it has come to mean more a permanent culture. So what are the things that we need to do to be to have permanent culture here on this planet? How do we need to live for us to go forward, not just sustainably, but to regenerate the ecosystems that we need to live in balance with in order
right.
for us on the earth to be healthy? So the answer to that question is, it depends on where you are and what your situation is.
We need local tribal knowledge,
right,
which we've lost. Again, growing up as a city slicker from New York, transplanted to Florida, then Georgia, but again, never having to grow my own food like most Americans at this point, yet introduced to organic farming by someone who helped to heal me. And I thought, I got to do this. I got to help others to do this. And I'm not the expert, but even the little bit that I do, I try to inspire others to do this. And obviously, you guys have taken it to that place with an online kind of Facebook group that's saying, come on in. We'll show you how it's done. We'll share efforts and energy even to get it started.
Yep, and starting to work with you know, outreaching into the community as well, not just with teaching people about growing their own food, but also about You know, we want to get involved with the local Montessori school, and now that's going to be food-centric with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greg has brought something new to the table, to the group, about some water remediation projects in the area. Now, we're in Lake County, Florida. There are over 1,000 named lakes here, and a lot of them are polluted to one degree or another.
Or disappearing. Which I wanted to expand on what I think Jason was beginning to allude to about what permaculture is. It's not just about food. Permanent culture, there's a people component, there's the environment that we live in component, and our nourishment comes from that environment. It's the balance of ourselves within that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay attention to a lot more than just the food plot around our house, even though that is step one. It's critical, important step one, but that is only scratching the surface because our earth is hurting, and it's not. It's again, that's maybe that fear angle.
Sure,
but there's so much we can do. Like in the last several months, there's two lakes that I've watched begin to dry up in this county where lakes have been disappearing for already a couple of decades, but in the last few months I've saw two lakes go from the water levels about half of what it was, and I've seen in both instances these lakes are within proximity of a natural forest that was practically clear cut.
Really?
In both cases they left only about 15% of the trees.
Wow.
And this is just a perfect observable example of how critical it is for us to not just conserve
mm-hmm.
our natural environment, but to actually reforest landscapes.
Sure.
And
well, it's
our food forest is one of those.
Interrelationships. In other words, we have become an isolationist culture. We look at, and like medicine, modern medicine is isolationist. You got a toe doctor, you got a nose doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, who puts it all back together?
Mm-hmm. That's, and so permaculture is a system of connecting sciences. So we want to study those individual things to learn about them, and that's great, but then at some point you have to plug them back in and put them together and match up inputs to outputs to reduce the amount of work that plants have to do to transfer nutrients from one place to another, and to
right.
reduce the amount of work that we have to do in order to get a yield off of the plants and off of our property and our community and everything else.
Jason, what's the biggest obstacle that you see? I mean, I sense it's just, I don't want to say laziness, but it's almost like generational laziness because we've been so disconnected from the need to do these things, right? We have an artificial reality that it's all done for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big obstacle, but are there other things? Is it a psychological obstacle? What obstacles do you see for really engaging? Because a lot of people are now coming to you and they're feeling it, but maybe there's some more we could do to outreach.
That's a pretty deep question there, my friend.
This is why I get not paid the big bucks, but just love what I do.
From plants to philosophy to...
Yes.
Mindset's definitely a big one. Mm-hmm. And we're creatures of habit. And not only do each individual have a habit, but a community of people is going to have a habit. Our society is continuing to move in a certain direction. And in order to break out of that, there's a strong pull, you know, a magnetic force that has you continue to do the same things that you've been doing. You were brought up living a certain way.
Sure.
You know, I was brought up with mac and cheese in my mouth, you know, out of a box.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was
my
delicious.
History,
it's still
right?
tasty. You know? I mean,
now we do the organic version.
Right.
Even better to make it homemade. But
exactly.
But we're a crisis-driven species. If we look back in history, that I don't. Again, I'm not a doom and gloomer, but I want to recognize that we learn from history, and we say, you know what? A lot of folks do not learn unless they're like, for instance, motivated by illness. But most people wait until they have cancer to say, well, maybe I should have done something different. Well, is it too late? I don't know. It depends. But how many people have the foresight to say, you know what, I see this coming. I want to make the change now, not when I have to, but when I need to do it now or else it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I can, I recognize what you're saying about motivated by disaster. And I still recognize that mechanism happens in my daily life on occasion, you know. But I think that to go to your question of what's the solution or what's the answer, I think it's finding ways for people to connect their vitality with the vitality of the world around them, the people around them, the nature around them, mm-hmm. And build that relationship of love and trust between people and Earth, people in our expanded species, and do things because it's nourishing.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not instant in a sense. It's like building relationships. You've got to build trust, right? And getting out into this place and having and sharing meals like this and prepping and growing, it transforms communication, right? And that's why I've said as a healer now, as a homeopath, one of the first things we've got to do is listen to our own cells. And it's the first thing in a Western medical culture we're told not to listen, because if you have a cell saying something, it's a symptom. And the doctors say, here's a drug, it'll go away. Yeah. Which
it's a problem when the body talks.
It's stuffed it back, told it to shut up. And then we manifest that in our real lives, and we don't listen to each other. But yeah. Why should we? We don't listen to our own cells, right? So for me, getting back to this is medicine. It is healing. Like I mentioned, depression. Many people suffer from depression. Number one, almost prescribed drugs are in the psychiatric realm, even given by pediatricians to children. Why are children depressed? I think a big reason is they're not outgrowing food.
Now you've got to have, there's links to the flora in your gut, which is, you know, given to you, I mean, right by, you know, birth from your mother to the food that you're eating to the food that she's eating, and it needs to come from local.
The microbiome to the macrobiome. That's what we're doing
some
today.
Of the healthiest kids are out playing in the mud.
Playing in the
dirt.
That's why
they're
right.
Healthy.
All right, folks, we got another segment this hour, and then we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. We'll bring in some of the world news as well next hour. We are live from a homestead event. Go check out the pictures and find one on Facebook or Meetup and take part in this while you can. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid put on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, he's got a happy belly. Robert Scott Bell, happy belly here, eating the permaculture grown food.
That food looks fantastic.
I had to inhale it. I chewed it well, but man, is it tasty. This is how you have to do it when you're on the air, because Super Don, my producer, says if I talk on the air with a mouthful, he says I'm off the air. I'm done. I can't do much, so I did that, but it was great. We're here with Greg Gagentin and, Greg Schultz and Jason Gagentin. Everything's coming together. Two great guys here, I can tell, doing some great permaculture discussions, as well as North Lake permaculture, North and then Lake, for those that are in the Central Florida region and want to plug in. I've noticed that the Orlando area also has some permaculture groups on Facebook.
Yep.
And I'm encouraging folks around the world that listen to this show to utilize the social networks while we have them for this kind of good purpose, because it really can bring people together, and then you meet them in real life and you find out there's a lot we have in common.
Mm-hmm. And a lot we don't, you know, and so that's, we kind of, you got to just in general take what you can from people, or kind of leave them where they are, meet them where they are,
sure,
however you want to say it. You have your own personality and your own way of life, but this is just something to add to it. It doesn't detract from who you are to come and learn something new, or to change a little bit about how you get your food or what food you're eating. That doesn't change your whole personality. You can still, you know, go out and have yourself a burger once in a while. Like, nobody's going to stop you there. But start supplementing some of the stuff that you grow on your own property, little by little, slow incremental change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, Greg, did you just come to this all at once? Or, you know, bring that microphone up to you a little bit. But was it a gradual shift when you guys connected and saw how awesome it is?
It was right after that. My wife and I moved up to Gainesville. She went to massage school, and I spent only about 4 weeks. But I intently was looking for people up there that knew about permaculture. I walked into a store, found a group of people that were big into the permaculture community. They're statewide connected, and I just started spending as much time hanging out with them as I could. So kind of jumped in, definitely with the heart, you know. Mm-hmm. It made sense. It clicked. I was like, I'm all in from the beginning. I knew that. But there's me and Jason also were the first people in our community that we are aware of that were familiar with permaculture. So I spent a lot of time learning, and I like reading books anyway. So I did, as Jason called it earlier, the geek work. But yes. But now we're really starting to build the momentum with the interest and the skill set, therefore, mm-hmm. and the knowledge base, the experience level is growing, expanding in our community. And I think that really in the next few years, we're going to see
blow it up.
A lot happen. And it's so exciting to see projects like this one here at Benjamin and RJ's place.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting to take plants from seed and then
put
you see them. Yep. You get to eat off of it.
Listen, I sometimes it doesn't even make it to my plate. I'll go out in my backyard and there's kale growing. I'll grab that. I got a pepper growing. I'm going to eat that. I'm just like right a carrot's growing. It's like, it's so exciting to do that. And for those folks that think it's just too difficult, too daunting, I mean, this is the reason why we're here. This is the reason why you guys are doing what you're doing. You're making real something that a lot of people in America, it's an abstract concept to grow your own food, much less to take it to the level of permaculture, because we're going to talk about some of the things that are important. You talked about water management and the ability to not waste a drop. You know, in homeopathy, that's what we're all about, not wasting a drop. You get the most out of the least, and it's like, yes, it takes a lot of effort initially, but you do it right, then the natural world, you know, cares for you, too, right? And there's that gift that is given both ways. Right now, we're pretty much operating as parasites on this planet, you know? We're the aliens that have come down from space to take all its resources and leave it dead. We don't have to wait for aliens. We are the aliens, but we don't have to be. It's a choice we're making.
That's it.
Yeah. Precisely.
So we just got to start moving in the right direction, you know. Chin up, heart forward, left foot, right foot, you know, just start moving forward, you know, led by your heart, balance with your head.
And folks, you can't make, or let's say, let people make the choices for you. That's what we've been doing for generations now, the last 100 plus years. Choices have been made for us, and this is how we ended up here. In your own best interest, in the best interest of your kids and grandkids, this is the kind of thing we like doing, and Greg, I appreciate you, all you're doing. I hope we can connect some more on that. Jason, man, you're awesome. Really.
Cool. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, everybody check it out. Find it online in Facebook, North Lake Permaculture. Again, there are groups sprouting up, no pun intended, all over the world. Right? And I'm inspired to get you guys going, too. So we'll do more. We got another hour of broadcast healing. We'll hit some of the stories at large today as it relates to what we're doing here, too. You'll hear more from Cap Morgan and Super Don and the host of this event here, Benjamin. You'll find out what a swale is if you don't know as well. In the meantime, remember this, folks. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.